let's do this, shall we? It is Tuesday. If you want to get one into us for the rest of the week, talk at beat102103.com is the email address you'll find us on. Hey, Ireland Show, I've been with my boyfriend for the last 5 months and it's going great so far. He's really lovely, gets on so well with all my friends, and even my dad got on with him until last week.
Oh.
We were going away for the weekend and I said I'd drive, but as we were leaving, I got a flat tire. I absolutely freaked because we had a check-in time at the hotel and dinner booked, and I told my boyfriend he'd have to change it quickly and I'd give him a hand. He looked at me confused and said, "Sure, I don't know how to change a tire either. I've never done it." I had to ring my dad to come and help, and he was disgusted. He said, "How are you meant to be with a fella down the line if he can't even look after you?" I feel like it's something so silly, but I have to admit, I haven't been able to stop thinking about it since. Is my dad right?
Well, firstly, I suppose we should say that, you know, everyone should really have an idea if you're driving how to change a tyre. For your own safety, for your own benefit.
I think you're meant to be able to, yeah.
But I don't know, this seems a little bit almost sexist from the dad.
It's harsh. Like, I think you started off so positive and so, you gave him such a glowing report, like you've been with him and he's really lovely and he gets on with everybody and your dad really liked him, and then suddenly he can't change a tyre, so nope, he's out. I do think it seems a little bit unfair to judge him, and I think if, as you said, the shoe was on the other foot and a guy was messaging in saying that a girl couldn't change a tyre, then, you know, like... Why? I suppose maybe he just was like, he missed out on that bit, and it's not the biggest deal. Is it the biggest deal in the world? I don't think so. It shouldn't be. Like, I understand that maybe your dad wants you to be with somebody that, you know, he in his head can look after you, but like, you should be able to change the tire as much as he should.
I suppose the crucial question here is a guy not marriage material because he can't change a tire?
No.
That's what the dad is suggesting.
Yeah, I know, but like, that's a very old fashioned way of looking at things. Like, really, if he should be able to change a tire, you should be able to change a tire. And if he is a nice person who gets on with everybody, who treats you well, are you really going to cut somebody off because they can't do something that is considered to be something, you know, like the... No, I think you absolutely have to give him a chance, and I think maybe you're swayed a little bit by your dad's reaction in this situation, and you have to be a little bit firmer and go, "Do you know what, he's a decent fella." Like, you can learn how to change a tire. You can't learn how to be a nice person, you know. Like, you're he's genuine, he's good, he's kind by the sounds of it. Don't cut him off because he can't change a tire.
But if your dad now has a turn against him,
talk,
and thinks he's
dad
a bit of a wuss.
I would be upset if I thought that my dad was writing somebody off based on one thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, if that's the only thing that the dad thinks is a red flag, I think you need to chat to your dad. Like, this is your life too. You're the one that's going to be with them.
Okay, let's get some thoughts on this. 085-102-9103. A guy who can't change a tire, not marriage material. What would you say to that? Let's start with some texts. Chris was just on to us on the dilemma. The dad's right. The chap is useless. My 9-year-old niece can walk you through the whole process. Even if it's your first time, it's not rocket science. But to sit there and wait for the old man to show up, not even helping, get rid.
Oh, I actually found it very hard. That time that myself and Michelle went to learn
training.
It. Yeah, I didn't find it easy at all. Rebecca, it's not fair to assume he should know. She didn't know either. Your dad should have just showed him there and then, no big deal. He would know going forward. I know more stuff like that than my boyfriend because I spent a lot of time with my dad growing up, so I learned along the way. I've had to show my boyfriend how to put air in his tyres. Should I dump him?
Possibly, according to some of the texters. Oni says, I agree. I think it's the driver's responsibility, regardless of gender. Whoever it is, more so the fact that he didn't attempt to help, and rather she called her father than attempt to give any solution. I think it's more the concept she had to call her dad for help rather than her boyfriend attempting to help her rather than needing a tire change. Okay.
Jane said, the red flag is that the two of you rang your father to fix something for you rather than just googling it and figuring it out for yourself. No one knows how to do these things until they try.
Connor is a story from the weekend. He said, a chap in his 30s was pulled in at McDonald's on the Cork Road Sunday morning. I pulled in just in front of him and I noticed he had a flat tire. I got out and he was on the phone to his wife asking where was the spare tyre and the thing to lift the car. I'm not joking. So I did it for him and he looked on like it was heart surgery I was performing.
You're very kind to do it.
Yeah.
Melissa said, okay, you can see many sides to this. Dad is old school, likes a guy to know how to change a tyre. Secondly, okay, she should have said, hey, we can both try together and look up how to do it together. Plenty of online help. Thirdly, do you want him to put a tyre on and risk not putting it on right and have a crash? No answer will be right, but only wrong answer is your dad judging someone by not being able to change a tyre. Your dad needs to change his mindset. I'd rather have a kind husband than a husband who knows how to change a tyre. It's worrying though how she has found nothing wrong until the dad said this.
Okay, Tara was on to us.
Morning. The dilemma. Oh my God, it made me laugh this morning. My dad is like, does everything with my car and stuff. My partner, he's a tiler, a gardener and all that. And anytime anything breaks from my car, I go to my dad and he goes, you need to get rid of that fella that you're with and get yourself a mechanic. But I think it was just said like in the heat of the moment because he's fed up of working on my car maybe. But yeah, I don't think he actually meant it. I think it was maybe a joke.
Sean was on too.
Morning, Beats. Can I maybe interject here for just one moment? What I'd like to see is the father teaching them both to change a tyre. That's a father's job. Just because this young man has never been exposed to or interested in mechanics and things of that nature does not rule him out. But as a father, you now should be teaching your daughter, or showing her at least, and at the same time you can bring your man up to speed there. How about that? Love you. Bye.
Thank you, Sean.
Love you too.
Clem is back tomorrow. You can email talk@beat102103.com.